Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Max Living Nation, we're excited to be with you again. This is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin, and we are here to talk about something that affects 80% of all children before the age of 3 years old, and that is ear infections.
Ooh, 80's a lot. 80% is a lot of kids.
And there's some adults walking around right now that actually suffer from ear infections as well. So if that's you, this topic is obviously very relevant to you. If you have children or are going to be having children, listen up. We're going to be talking about natural solutions and natural remedies for otitis media and, you know, ear infections in general. We're going to be talking about chiropractic's role in that. And really, how do we go about this? How do we approach this? How do we take care of patients who are doing this, because we see unbelievable results when it comes to kids with ear infections.
Yes. I love my kids so much. I love them. I love them so much. And we've had our little guys and little ladies, we've had them with an ear infection before. And there is nothing worse as a parent than feeling very helpless in a situation when your kid's like, and I mean, they're painful, right? Like when a kid gets an ear infection, they're painful and they're telling you this hurts so bad. And you're just like, I don't know what to do for you, but like, you know, like you kind of feel helpless in the middle of it. And we really want to equip you with the ability not to feel helpless and to really know that like they don't have to be recurring.
I want to frame that conversation a little bit. You said that our kids have had ear infections. I will say that I think two of our kids have ever had an ear infection.
Yes.
Yep. And I don't think that either one of them has ever had another ear infection.
Nope.
So they've never had a recurring ear infection. Each one has had one. And I don't think that either one of those ear infections lasted longer than how long?
Maybe an hour.
A couple hours?
Yeah, maybe two.
And
yeah.
That sounds crazy if you're like, wait a minute, what do you mean a couple hours? Because they get it, and we'll go through this, they get adjusted immediately. There are a couple other things that we do to support the body. Why had our kids gotten ear infections? I don't think it was necessarily from some of the underlying reasons that other kids chronically get them.
Right.
But our kids aren't immune to subluxations in the spine.
Right.
Where there can be stress that builds up and the vertebra can start to misalign and put pressure on nerves. Our kids are swimmers in the summer. They were on swim team.
They do taekwondo. They do sports. We have two boys and a girl, so they're just rough naturally.
Yeah, so not only their spines need love and care,
yes,
but then they're also in and out of water, so they were exposed to some of the bacteria, et cetera.
Yes.
But what we know is if the bacteria was the only reason for an ear infection, then every kid getting out of that pool would have an ear infection, and that's just not the case. So
right. As
a parent, we're going to talk through just how do we approach this. So I wanted to go through one thing first, and this was really awesome. This was a study that came out. This is 1989, so a long time ago. And that I love old research because it goes to show how valid chiropractic has been throughout ages. Like this stuff was true in 1989. It's still true in 2022.
It was true in 1996. It was true in 2001. True in 2022.
And this was the relationship between the intensity of chiropractic care and the incidence of childhood diseases. So the reason I bring this up is because sometimes when parents come in and their kid's having an ear infection, there becomes this question of, How is chiropractic going to help? And we're going to break that down in just a second as to how chiropractic helps ear infections. But more importantly, how much chiropractic is it going to take to help an ear infection?
Yes.
So this was a study that they were looking at the incidence of diseases within children, unvaccinated children, common childhood things, chicken pox, et cetera.
Right.
And they were looking at, is there a frequency to which kids can get adjusted to where we see their immune systems function so well that there is a decline in the illnesses that they get. So right. they took these populations and were adjusting them at different rates. And they wanted to see, is there a frequency at which kids get adjusted, at which we see a decrease in incidence of things like ear infections and whatnot?
It's a great question too, right? Like you want to know that as a parent, right?
How often should kids be getting adjusted?
Sure, yeah.
So this is a pilot study. It was undertaken to determine the relationship that existed between the incidence of the diseases and the intensity of the chiropractic care. And this analysis showed that, again, in unvaccinated children who had not contracted the disease in question, the results suggested that intensive chiropractic care, they define that as 7 visits in a year. I would not call that intense, but they said right. intensive chiropractic care of 7 visits within a year showed an increased resistance to the common childhood diseases. And they said future research on this is needed. Now, there's another study I want to go over before we jump into ear infection specifically. And this study was a comparative study of children raised under medical healthcare models versus chiropractic healthcare models.
Okay, so this is interesting. So you're saying that like you have, you know, we talk in this
language.
These
were actually chiropractors' kids versus medical doctors' kids.
Oh, geez. Wow, that's a whole nother level. I love that. So you have some people that are following. We talk about this, right? Like we talk about an allopathic model, right? And then we talk about this like a different model
from that,
a vitalistic model. So two different models.
Allopathic meaning drugs and surgery, intervention, outside in approach.
Right.
And then a vitalistic model meaning a inside out approach, acknowledging what our body's already trying to do. We're not trying to decrease symptoms. We're trying to work with our body, not work against our body.
Right. And I like that too, because listen, we're not going to go into this too far. And there's plenty of episodes in the future, right, where we're going to talk about like, what are these two models and what's going on here? But I think the interesting thing about that is that growing up, like I never even knew there was another philosophy. Like I thought medicine was it. Like I thought it was like, listen, you go to the doctor, there's two options. You got drugs or surgery. You got to pick one of those guys and you got to go with it. And like, that's it. And otherwise you're just going to go home and just suffer and nobody wants to suffer. So like to understand that there's a separate philosophy, that there's a whole other thing out there and you can do that and you can understand it. And like, you can go down that road. I think it's a really beautiful thing.
Absolutely. I refer to this as if you don't want to take drugs and surgery, you know, again, the old proverbial, raise your hand if you want more drugs and surgery.
No way.
Nobody raised their hand. But okay, great. What are you going to do then? Because that is the status quo in the United States when it comes to health. Like that is what we call healthcare in the United States. So if you're not doing that, then what is your other thing? And that's where chiropractic and having a chiropractor and a 5 essentials max living chiropractor is, that is the other way.
It's
that
so
is
significant.
The other type of care.
Right. And doing nothing is not being holistic. Like just saying no to drugs and surgery does not mean like, oh yeah, no, I'm super holistic. I say no to drugs and surgery. No, bro, you got to do something. Like you have to engage. You have to be going out and engaging and like taking ownership of your health.
Well, just because you're not being reactive doesn't mean you're being proactive.
Exactly. Yes.
Just because you're not treating the symptom doesn't mean you're addressing the cause.
Oh, that's so good, babe. Come on.
Just because you're not taking the drug doesn't mean you're getting adjusted.
You can't even shut the show down. It's over.
just because you're not being exposed to toxins or you're avoiding, you know, unneeded antibiotics doesn't mean that your family's eating for health. You know, this is the whole idea of we got to be proactive, not reactive.
All you right, just got your money's worth in this show. Whatever
sitting,
you're paying for this show, you got your money's
worth.
They're
on the edge of their seats wanting to hear this allopathic versus vitalistic.
Let's do it.
So this is out of the Journal of Chiropractic Research in the summer of 1989. And what they showed was there was lower antibiotic usage and lower incidence of disease, especially ear infections, reported in chiropractic children versus the children of doctors of allopathic medicine. Now, there's a couple interesting things about this study that even back then, it didn't mean all the chiropractors were actually living the way we as max living doctors live.
Sure.
When they interviewed them, several of these kids were actually vaccinated, which in our offices, I would argue that most, probably all are not.
Right.
In terms of our kids.
Absolutely.
Chiropractors' kids. Also, our kids have probably used very few antibiotics ever, if any, in most of our houses. And so
I can't think of all one.
But then they showed that these chiropractic children did get certain things. They did actually come in contact with measles or rubella or fist disease or whatever, but they fought it off naturally and quickly. And there was very little incidence of that across the board. So there was a significantly lower amount of ear infection specifically and a significantly lower amount of antibiotic use in the children who were getting adjusted because their parents were chiropractors. So let's go into how does chiropractic
But that is not a gift that's reserved for chiropractic children, right?
No,
like
no.
You don't have to be born to a chiropractor in order to have less antibiotic use and less ear infections, right? All you got to do is take your kid to the chiropractor and you get that same gift. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we went through how often. They said there was a dramatic decrease in incidence of disease once kids were getting adjusted more than 7 times a year. I would argue that that has to be more than 12 times a year. You know, monthly is kind of our bare minimum standard for healthy, healthy, healthy kids who have beautiful looking spines.
Right.
Our kids get adjusted more like weekly. I would say the average in our practice is more like every other week. And those are for kids who are sure. have grown up under chiropractic care.
Right, right.
So how does chiropractic care help ear infections? So if you have listened to the Max Living podcast long enough and you are familiar with Max Living and your Max Living doctor, you know that Max Living doctors don't treat anything.
Yes.
We don't cure anything. We don't treat anything. That yes. whether it's headaches, back pain, or neck pain, whether it's depression, anxiety, infertility, or ear infections, our job is not to treat any condition.
Right.
Wait a minute. But Dr. Ryan, my back pain went away after seeing my Max Living doctor. My Max Living doctor helped me with my headaches.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But it was actually
but they didn't
your body,
treat or cure them.
It was actually your body that did the healing.
Right, right.
All your chiropractor did was locate, analyze, and correct a subluxation that removed interference from a nerve so that your body could heal better. They were not doing it for the purpose of trying to heal your back pain or your ear infections or your depression. They were doing it for the purpose of, we know people heal better and are healthier when subluxations are corrected. So when you come in and you have a back problem or you have ear infections, our statement is, great, thanks for sharing that. Now let's check you for subluxation, clear those subluxations so that your body can heal to its best ability. And we know that ear infections tend to get better when there aren't subluxations, particularly in the upper neck.
Right, right.
So if your kid is suffering from ear infections, what is a chiropractor going to do? It's simple. You're going to come in, he's going to listen to you, first of all, which that's a novel concept.
Right, right. Yes, he's going to sit down and he's going to listen to you.
Yep. He's going to listen to the things that you've already tried that sometimes even, some medical doctors aren't even familiar with some of these things. You know, a lot of parents come in, they've already tried ear oil, garlic oil in the ear,
right.
which
yes.
can be very effective. Garlic's a natural antibiotic. So there are natural chemicals and botanicals that are in garlic that when you use an ear oil, like some of the ones that are in health food stores, sure. Can it kill some of the bacteria? Absolutely. But it's not going to correct the subluxation.
Yes.
So you might find yourself using that fairly commonly. Colloidal silver. Can you rinse the ear with colloidal silver? Sure. It's pretty inert. It's very antimicrobial. You can rinse the ear with colloidal silver. And these are things we hear very frequently. Basil essential oil has chemicals in it that are very helpful to drying out the ear canal.
Yes.
So parents will come in. They're like, I've tried basil. I've tried colloidal silver. I've done this. He was on antibiotics. They weren't working. What can you do? And we listen to them and we say, have they ever been checked by a chiropractor before?
Right.
Frequently, no. We talk about what positions they sleep in.
Yes.
Positions in car seats. We examine the child. Does their head look like they carry it with a slight tilt and their shoulder high?
Yes.
We'll touch the area and find out if there's any tenderness in the upper neck where the vertebrae are that protect the nerves going to the inner ear.
Yes.
We will do an examination and we'll check things like range of motion. We'll do EMG and we'll be able to see if the nerves in the upper neck are showing indications of being under more stress.
So good.
And we'll be able to see if there's more on the right or the left. Some practitioners, some chiropractors will take temperature readings.
Yes.
At the area, it's called the atlas fossa, right by your first vertebra. And they'll measure if the temperature differential is different, because that's an indication of stress on the nervous system.
Yep.
And then, given the kid's older than probably 2.5 to 3 years old, they may take an x-ray.
Right.
And see what position is that vertebra in. Because that's the gold standard for subluxation and being able to detect it. Now, here's the thing. If they're young, we can't even get them in a good position or stay still long enough to get a good x-ray.
Right, right.
That doesn't mean we can't adjust them. It just means we're relying more on what's called palpation. We're feeling the vertebra. We're feeling the way that the spine is moving. And we're going to make our determinations on how to adjust based on our skill and our ability through touching thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of patients with subluxations over years. So if you're going to a Max Living doctor, that's what's going to happen. They're going to make a determination on what vertebra isn't moving. Is it what vertebra is subluxated? And their goal is to correct that. Now, sometimes these patterns are intense and they've been there for a while. So it can take sometimes a couple adjustments up to sometimes a significant amount of adjustments before we see the pattern start changing, the nerve begin to heal so that the ear can function.
I love that you're bringing that up too, because I think that that references like what we've seen in clinical practice.
And well, really quickly, before we even go there, because I feel like there's one more thing we might have missed for people
who
are sitting here listening to this. We're talking about subluxations of the spine causing interference and ear infections, but we didn't really go through that. Okay, so you have your inner ear, you have your eustachian tube and your tympanic membrane.
Oh, that sounds big.
The pressure and the flow of fluid and all of that is regulated via the nervous system. So if there is stress or damage on the nerves, the inner ear and the inner workings of the ear are not going to function well if there's pressure, stress, or damage on the nerves, because it's telling the eustachian tube, you know, when to relax, how to open up. And, you know, if there's any expansion of it, the tympanic membrane, even just the immune response to the ear is being regulated via those nerves. So again, going back, that it's actually the nerves that are being aggravated that are going to the inner ear if there's subluxation. The subluxation is just the cause, the bony misalignment of the vertebra that's out of its normal position that's going to create the interference.
Got it. Okay, so you're saying that that nerve, the nerve that is interface those tubes, like those things, that those mechanisms, in order for them to work, the nerve is communicating those mechanisms. And when that nerve isn't communicating, those mechanisms aren't working. And then we have ear infection.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty simple.
Right. And I like the hand motions that I added in there.
I don't know what those were.
It's like the chicken dance.
So if you're listening now, you got a visual for what Ashley was using the word mechanism.
Exactly. Anytime you say mechanisms, move your fingers up and down. Okay. So I love this. And this is really, so what we've seen clinically also matches up to what they've found in the Journal of Clinical Chiropractic Pediatrics. And this was in the late 90s. Again, like we have some of this really tried and true research that has been true yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that is that they were looking at these children from 27 days old up to 5 years old and the effects of the chiropractic adjustments on the children with ear infections.
Yeah. How many adjustments did it take to see the kid recover from an ear infection, essentially? So 27 days old to 5 years old. Now, just to give you a little background on this, remember, tubes in the ears have a 98% recurrence of infection within 2 months. So even if the tubes they place in your ears work, there's a 98% chance you're going to have another ear infection within 2 months. And 25% of those who get tubes put in their ears end up suffering hearing losses.
Which is, okay, so that's interesting because what you're saying.
And that's a very common practice. So we want to talk about alternatives to that.
Yes, it's very common. And what you're saying here is that, like, traditionally, when you have a child who has an ear infection, you take that baby to the doctor.
And they throw a bunch of antibiotics at you.
And there's two things that the doctor has. It's like in Tombstone, I got two guns, one for each of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it, you got two things at the doctor, right? It's drugs or it's surgery. So you're either getting an antibiotic.
Even when you're 27 days old.
Even when you're 27 days old, you're either getting an antibiotic or you're getting recommended for surgery. And that
or those both.
Or both. Yeah, potentially both of those. And when you have tubes in the ear, there's a 98% recurrence of infection. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, that means it's 2% effective at stopping things immediately, and it's 98% ineffective at stopping things immediately.
And 25% of those people that get that surgery have hearing loss years later?
Yeah.
Come on.
So the role of the adjustment in this, you know, it was treatment of 332 children, okay? They all had inner ear infections, and otitis media. There's different types. There's acute otitis media, means it just came on. It's kind of raging. It's ticked off. There's serous otitis media that's more chronic. It's pussy. There's buildup of fluid in there.
Oh no.
There's kind of a mixed version, which is a little bit of both happening, that they have chronic infection, but then there's a recent flare up.
Right.
So they divided this out. It's pretty interesting. Otitis media, acute otitis media just happened. It's raging, you know, irritated, mad. 127 children. On average, it took 4 adjustments for the children to recover and have no more ear infection.
Wow.
Chronic serous otitis media. So the chronic stuff that's just kind of recurring and keeps going, big fluid buildup. 104 children on average took 5 adjustments.
Wow. Okay.
Let's see. There was a mixture. Bilateral otitis media. So kids that had it in both ears, only 10 children had that, took on average 5.3 adjustments. So what this is saying is on average 4 to 5 adjustments before they saw otitis media completely clear up. Now, the conclusion they said is the results indicate that there's a strong correlation between the chiropractic adjustment and the resolution of otitis media for children in the study. But they said, no, we want you to note this, that 311 out of the 332 children already had a prior history of antibiotic use. So they were using antibiotics that were not working, and then they started getting adjusted, and then all of a sudden their body was able to fight off the infection within 4 to 5 visits.
And you've heard us talk about this before on the podcast, right? That if you're going to take a drug, your body is going to have to heal twice. So these kids' bodies are amazing, and they actually healed not only from that antibiotic, but then they had to double down and also heal from the ear infection. And that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. I think that there's another piece of this that's really interesting too. And I think it's just the idea that, like, if you're looking at the chiropractic, like, you're like, oh, it takes 4 to 5 chiropractic adjustments, and then the body healed, then the kid's body's healed, the ear infection's healed, and they went away. And if you are in this allopathic mindset where you're like, I want to take my kid to the doctor, I want to give them this prescription, and I want the ear infection to go away. If you're looking to treat the ear infection,
then you've missed a big part of the point.
And if you're looking at this chiropractic care and you're saying, wow, instead of going in and treating with an antibiotic the ear infection,
I'm going to treat it with chiropractic care.
Give me 5 of those, and then I'm going to walk out of here. My kid's going to be healthy. You're missing it.
Chiropractic was never intended to be a treatment. It's intended to be a lifestyle. And again, and not even that. It's intended to be a system of keeping you healthy over a lifetime.
Yes.
These subluxations occur in our spine on a regular basis.
Yes.
So the question is, when do you want to know? Do you want to know on day one when that nerve has pressure on it? Or do you want to know on day 720 when it's actually causing issues within your body's ability to respond and heal properly, your immune system to function normally? And so the obvious answer is you want to know as soon as possible. But even better than that, the best thing is just to get checked regularly,
right,
and stay adjusted so your body's always in a state of healing to the best possible, you know, ability. It's kind of like we don't wait till we develop cavities before we start brushing our teeth. And we don't only brush the teeth with cavities.
Right, right. And let's talk about this. This past weekend, we went to a cowboy wedding out in the middle of Oklahoma. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And I loved it. I guarantee you those cowboys are subluxated. Those horses, like riding on those horses, there's no way. Those guys got to get adjusted weekly, I bet. But here's the deal. So we came back and we were on planes, trains, and automobiles. And we had this whole long adventure and sleeping in hotel room beds. And man, we got subluxated, right? Yep. And we ended up having to take a car and drove 12 hours, right? And we were halfway on our trip and we were like, we got to St. Louis and we were like, wait a second, we have a max living doctor here. We stopped in Dr. Nick Barnes' office. We got adjusted. It was great. We ate a beautiful lunch in the parking lot of his office. You got to go down there if you're in St. Louis. My gosh. And because we had to fix those subluxations, and guess what? We had a great, 6 hours left in the car after that.
Yeah, we could actually feel the stress accumulating that we were there for this wedding. Like you said, travel, sleeping in beds, doing whatever, and being exposed even to, different pollens, dust. Oklahoma was really dusty.
It was windy.
We were both starting to feel the effects of it on our house. So we went and got adjusted and actually felt amazing after that. I want to keep going through this because there's so much research. So often people feel like there's no research behind, more holistic care or vitalistic care. And the reality is there's so much research. Here's another one. Characteristics of 217 children attending chiropractic college teaching clinics. So these kids were coming in and they had ear infections, sinus problems, allergies, bedwetting, respiratory problems, etc. And they saw a complete or substantial improvement in 61.6% of these kids that were dealing with any number of things, obviously ear infections being one of them. So it's just consistent across the board that we just see awesome changes in kids when they're dealing with any health issues. Ear infections being one of those. Here's another one. Ear infection, retrospective study examining improvement from chiropractic care. This was 46 children aged 5 years and under in one practice. So it was one doctor writing down all of his findings and how long it took kids to get well. Typical care was 3 adjustments a week for the first week, 2 adjustments a week for 1 week, and then 1 adjustment a week thereafter. So again, how long does it take your kids? That's what he was doing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 adjustments in 3 weeks. And what he noticed is, interestingly enough, there was already a history of past antibiotic use that had a less favorable outcome, meaning these kids were not doing well, even though they were on antibiotics. 93% of all episodes improved 75% of them in 10 days or fewer, meaning within those first five visits, and 43% in only one or two treatments.
Wow.
I prefer the word adjustments because we don't treat anything.
Right. And you know,
but 43% of them, almost half of them, improved within one or two adjustments, but virtually all of them improved within 10 days.
Which is amazing because when you look at this, the chiropractic pediatrics in 1996 looked and they said that, you know, they were looking at a lot of different things, but one of the pieces of the study says that antibiotics, that the effectiveness of antibiotics and middle ear infections in children are reporting that children treated with antibiotics are more likely to have recurrences.
Yeah.
So we're saying that you, like the data here is telling us that you're getting adjusted. This is clearing up. And the data is also telling us that you're taking antibiotics and it's more likely to reoccur.
And what's interesting is, you know, that's the medical answer is just antibiotics. Well, here's more antibiotics. Going back to that comparative study, it was actually a survey that was done of the chiropractor's kids versus the medical doctor's kids back in 1989. Remember, again, both of these groups actually were kind of a mix. Like there was a number of vaccinated populations in both groups. This was back when there was fewer vaccines. There was only like 13 versus the 70 something doses there are now.
Sure.
More than 80% of the medical doctor's children suffered from at least one bout of ear infections, while only 31% of the chiropractic children had. So it was a significant difference between the two. And again, we don't want to pit one against the other.
Right.
We just believe that your children and yourself were designed to be healthy without drugs and without needing antibiotics, and that simple things like ear infections are actually not, it's not the condition that worries us. It's the state that our health is in that causes the condition to show up. And by that, we mean subluxations present within the body. That when there is interference to the nervous system, you are going to have more conditions, more issues, more health problems because those subluxations are an interference to the way your body's normal function is. So if there's not normal function, you're going to get abnormal function. Abnormal function is disease, lack of normal function in the body, lack of normal ease in its function. And so when you see this disease show up, you can either go the medical route, which is treat the condition, treat the symptom, treat, you know, whatever that is, or you can go the chiropractic route and go, how can we remove more interference?
Right.
So that the body does what it's designed to do better. And what we see is the research is clear that removing interference is always going to produce better results than trying to drug and poison the body back into health with dangerous chemicals.
Absolutely. If you want to prevent your child from getting an ear infection, or if you have a child that's currently struggling with ear infections, listen, I know you guys, it's a tough place to be, and there is hope, and there are places where you can go. Max Living clinics across the nation. Go to maxliving.com/locations, type in where you are. If you know a friend or a family member, you can help them out too, all over the country. And I'm excited for your kids to get help out there.
And as a Max Living doctor, I can tell you that any of these offices are going to take care of your child in the way that we talked about today, and they're going to be very good at doing it. So I am excited for you guys. If your kids are dealing with ear infections, or you know people who are, to go to maxliving.com, click on find a doctor, and meet your Max Living doctor. Until next week, this is the Max Living Podcast. Can't wait to see you guys then.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/locations.